The annual West Michigan Day of Remembrance and Scout Salute event happens Monday. Monday is September 11th, paying respect to all those who died during the terrorist attack. To speak about this, we talk on an annual basis and in between as well. Joe Cavalrusso, Executive Director, Ford Presidential Foundation, this community day. I imagine all the stars are aligning for this this opportunity, Joe.
Yeah, and I just learned that you're forecasting good weather that day, so thank you so much for providing that. We're doing a 16th annual anniversary paying tribute, and we'll start, as usual, 7:05, and we'll go till 7:25. Our evening program begins, so we'll be done before 8 o'clock. And it's really a tribute to pay respect to those that lost their lives and those that continue to serve our country. And it's a day-long salute. It started with the Boy Scouts, but now it's a community-wide event.
Yes. And how do the Boy Scouts and your community, how do we spend the day?
There's somebody, a group of people saluting the flag from morning till dawn, all day long. And then we have ceremonies throughout the day, and particularly at noon and at 7:25. This year we're doing a blood drive, and that's kind of a nice, with the hurricane situation in Texas, to be doing a blood drive here. In the second year, we've done a poster contest where young adults can express their version of 9/11 on paper, and we've got some great contestants' entries, and that'll be on display all day for people to view those entries.
Again, Scout and Community Salute to begin at 7:05. You do the moment of silence and remembrance at the significant times of 8:45, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. When the first plane hit the tower, then at 9:03, when the tower two, and then at 10:03, when United Airlines Flight 93 went down.
Where were you on 9/11?
I was working, and I first learned from a phone call from somebody outside the bank. I was a banker at the time, and I'll never forget. I think we all kind of remember, you know, at first you kind of thought, well, somebody had an accident, hit the Twin Towers, but shortly thereafter we knew what was happening to our country.
Yes. Joe, more on the specifics, again, of the day itself. You ask Mayor Rosalind Bliss to share remarks at 12:15.
Yeah, we're hoping she can make it. I know she's got a very tight schedule. We have a spokesman from the Salvation Army that has firsthand knowledge as well to the situation. The museum's open from 9 to 7, free charge all day long, so you can come in and partake in viewing the art, seeing the museum, whatever you'd like to do. And then you don't need to sign up. You can just come down and fill right in to the salute whenever you can show up.
Yes. And it is, I don't want to say a photo op, but it is it can be emotional watching everyone basically standing and saluting.
It is very emotional. Those that knew what happened remembered where they were on that particular day. And it's very interesting. I talked to somebody earlier today that their cousin lost their life, was a Port Authority individual. So it affected people here in Grand Rapids. And so it's a time for those people to reflect, but it's also a time for the younger generation to learn about it and hear about it. And we're going to be doing some disaster readiness programs throughout the day.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You've got one at 9 and 11 and 1 and 6, disaster readiness. What's this mean?
Well, that's for young people to learn about how to prepare for disaster. There's some training. They call it the Pillowcase Project, and that's in part with American Red Cross. We have the smokehouse coming down from the Grand Rapids Fire Department, and it's really just helping young people preparing for emergencies and understand it. So class teachers can sign up their class for those activities.
Joe Cavalrusso with us, Executive Director. The Gerald R. Ford Presidential Foundation. Yes, this annual West Michigan Day of Remembrance Scout Salute on the grounds of the Ford Museum. Can you go a bit more into details about your evening ceremonies at 7:25?
Well, we're very fortunate to have the Salvation Army, once again, is one of our partners. We got FBI special agent in charge of the Detroit office that has firsthand knowledge, David Gilios, coming in all the way from Detroit. And he has some firsthand stories that he's going to share. So we have the remarks, the Salvation Army, then we do the final salute, and then we lower the flag appropriately.
Yes. Back to your beginnings, again, 7:05, we gather, 7:18. The flag goes to half-staff. Is that the national rule?
Well, I think that'd be protocol, I guess you would say. You know, that's a semblance of a national tragedy, a loss of an individual, and the flag is placed at half-staff. So the flag is taken all the way down, then raised to the half-staff position.
I imagine Gerald R. Ford would be proud of how this day is spent on his grounds.
Oh, he was very patriotic. He, you know, a president, spent his whole life with public service, started early in his career, signed up for military service the day after Pearl Harbor was bombed, and served as lieutenant commander and then an aircraft carrier, a cruiser that had been converted to aircraft carrier. And how appropriate that Gerald R. Ford, CVN-78, was commissioned earlier this summer. So I think he'd be very pleased to have this happening at his museum.
Joe, before we turned our mics on, I ask you, what was a highlight of your summer? Can you share that with our audience?
Well, the commissioning of CVN-78, what a spectacular aircraft carrier. And it's not only the aircraft carrier named after President Ford, it's the whole class of carriers for probably the next 50 years. Mm-hmm. And you think about the longevity of that. You know, there will be Gerald R. Ford class of aircraft carriers on the seas for 80, 90, 100 years out, and that's pretty amazing. And the new technology will be able to help us improve our security, our national defense, even better than it is today.
So the Salvation Army is the brass band? Yeah, they'll be performing in the evening.
Yeah, the Salvation Army is back again, providing hydration throughout the whole day. The brass band's going to come to perform. You know, we're so fortunate to have the Boy Scout Affiliation, Salvation Army, Spartan Ash, American Red Cross. We just have a number of community partners that have came on board through the years to help pay tribute. This is the only all-day salute that's Boy Scout-based in the whole country.
Thank you for that reminder. This annual West Michigan Day of Remembrance does happen 9/11/17 on the grounds of the Ford Museum. Details one more time, Joe?
Next Monday, 9/11, 16th anniversary of the tragedy that took place in our country. We're playing tribute all day from dawn to dusk, 7 to 8 o'clock-ish. Come out, salute the flag program. Evening program begins at 7:25, a lunch program, and then activities throughout the day. Museum's free from 9 to 7.
Awesome. Thank you for this. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.
Joe Calvaruso, Executive Director, again, right in our own backyard, the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Foundation.